You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Today, more than ever in the history of education, credible online master's degrees are of great value. Introducing the Master of Science in Pharmacology program from UCI. The University of California, Irvine, UCI, is ranked as the number 9 public university in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. UCI is noted for its excellent research and graduate programs, an extensive commitment to undergraduate education, and a growing number of professional schools and programs of academic importance and social significance. Fall registration is now open. Apply today at sites.uci.edu/mspharmacology to learn more and reserve your seat by June 15th, 2020. That's sites.uci.edu/mspharmacology and reserve your seat today. The deadline is June 15th, 2020.
This is the Evidence-Based Podcast. Evidence-based medicine integrates clinical experience and a patient-centered focus with the best available research information. It's a movement which aims to increase the use of high-quality clinical research in clinical decision-making. This podcast is dedicated to all healthcare providers with a thirst for scientific knowledge, those who are explorers, innovators, and researchers. Welcome to the Evidence-Based Podcast.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Rachna Patel, a cannabinoid medicine expert, and you're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast. First of all, thank you. Thank you to the frontline pharmacists, nurses, physicians out there in this crazy time in our nation. I've heard a lot of success stories in dealing with COVID-19. I've also heard a lot of stressed out pharmacists, which is more than understandable. We love you. We're here for you. If you want to reach out to the station and assign us any kind of research, we've been doing this in searching for masks. We've been also searching for special products. Please reach out to us 412-585-4001. That's 412-585-4001. Or you can email us at publisher@pharmacypodcast.com. I am Todd Urey, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast and Network. Excited today because we're going to talk about something other than COVID-19 and coronavirus, even though it does have kind of a play into that subject, because there was an article that came out, which was really interesting. The National Interest posted something on April 15th that said, no, CBD doesn't cure coronavirus, which I'm not even a pharmacist, and I even know that CBD doesn't cure coronavirus. But nonetheless, there were claims that CBD had these healing powers that had been so exaggerated, and to no surprise, it was a CBD maker that doesn't sound like that they were very much evidence-based. And a professor of the Department of Pharmacy Practice at the University of Connecticut did some investigation into the claims, as well as some of the claims for vitamin C as cures. And it was just kind of an ongoing article. We will put this in the show notes. But we at the Pharmacy Podcast, as you know, with 33 stations, 45 plus participating PharmDs, we believe in evidence-based medicine. Our guest today is also an evidence-based champion who has really done some significant research on leveraging CBD and what that means for you as a pharmacist, a pharmacy owner, as well as working with other physicians. This is Dr. Rachna Patel, and she's the founder of Doc Patel's, and you can find this at docpatels.com. Amazing site, great information, and even some products that she actually has. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, Dr. Patel. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
So I tell you what, the CBD world, which exploded about 5 years ago, has really transformed from a run almost like the Wild West. And now it's starting to mature a little bit, but we have a lot of maturing to do. And as you heard me say to our listeners, we really believe in evidence-based medicine. So let's start off with a little background on yourself and why you consider yourself an expert on CBD.
Sure. So my background is actually in emergency medicine, but I never practiced. I ventured into cannabinoid medicine back in 2012. The reason being that, I was going through, I'm very purpose-driven. And like any bright-eyed med school grad, my purpose was to impact change in people's lives. And as I was going through residency training, as an ER doctor, really, mainly what you deal with is chronic pain, or pain of chronic and acute pain. And so, you have patients coming into the emergency room complaining of some sort of pain, whether it's head pain, neck pain, back pain. And my job as an ER doctor is to rule out an emergent cause and then send them home on their way with a recommendation to follow up with their primary care doctor and typically a script for pain medications, typically opioids. And a lot of times, given the nature of our healthcare system, what I found was that these patients would come back to the emergency room using it as their primary care facility. And they would complain that the opioids didn't work, they got side effects from the opioids. Or in the worst case of scenarios, I ended up having to resuscitate patients that either intentionally or unintentionally overdosed on the opioids. So there I was, wanting to impact change. And instead what I found was that I had a direct hand in perpetuating a problem rather than solving a problem for my patients. And so that's when I started to dig into cannabinoids. I actually happened on an ad on Craigslist one day that said medical marijuana doctor needed. And I had no idea that such physicians even existed. So I started digging into the research. I spent all my time on PubMed.gov, whatever spare moment I had. And I read research study upon research study. And a year later, I was compelled in the potential of cannabinoids to help treat chronic pain. So it's one thing to have the book knowledge, right? Really, to become a great clinician, you need to have the people knowledge as well. You need to have the experience treating patients. And so then what I did was I signed up to work at a medical marijuana clinic in California. And this was back in 2012. So that's how my journey started.
So when I think of a pharmacist's role in leveraging CBD, we've always believed in, we have a series going on right now, Dr. Patel, called the Care Collaboration series, which was kicked off by Dr. Jason Cavallina and a pharmacist by the name of Ken Sternfeld, who's known as the concierge pharmacist, which is a practice where they go into a primary care physician's offices, they get a list of the most chronic patients based on a business agreement so that HIPAA is covered. And then they sit down with some of those chronic patients and they do med reviews. And then out of that, they also make recommendations to the physician as that team. So if there's a team in place to really start to dive into the conditions and some of those chronic conditions that CBD fits best, I really get excited about that. So what kind of collaboration does Doc Patel's have in place in the regions that you are? But then how would you be able to work with other pharmacy owners or pharmacists nationally?
Yeah, so let me sort of take a step back in terms of which conditions cannabinoids are effective for, okay? What I found them effective for in the years that I've treated patients. So first and foremost, it's by no means a cure-all, even though the marketers out there are touting it as a cure-all. For certain conditions, it's excellent. It works it's much more effective than prescription medications. But for other conditions, the prescription medications are far more effective. So overall, I have found it to be very effective for chronic pain, which is a generally broad category, but that includes things like migraines and headaches, nerve pain and muscle pain, anxiety, and insomnia. Okay. And that can be broken down further into conditions that are that CBD is most effective for and conditions that THC is most effective for. Okay. So essentially we're talking about hemp derived products, which tend to be high in CBD. And we're talking about marijuana derived products, which overall tend to be higher in THC. So having said that, the company that I founded, Doc Patel's, is a CBD products company, and our products are hemp-derived products. And main difference between marijuana and hemp, like I mentioned, comes down to the amount of THC. So hemp by law has less than 0.3% THC, and by default then, marijuana has more than 0.3% THC. So our company is focused on hemp-based products that are high in CBD, okay? And so we create a line of products from sublinguals to orals to topicals for various conditions, and they're thoroughly vetted. At this point in time, I'm going through the laboratory test results personally, and I vet them for potency. I'm ensuring that what's on the lab test results is within plus or minus 20% of what's on the label when it comes to the potency of CBD in terms of milligrams of CBD. I'm ensuring that our products have 0.00% THC. I'm looking to ensure that our products are tested for microbial contaminants, for pesticides, for heavy metals, and that they're made with safe and non-toxic solvents like alcohol and carbon dioxide. And because of that, our main goal is that not only are our products thoroughly vetted by trained and licensed healthcare professionals, but we're looking to put these products in the right hands, in the hands of trained and licensed healthcare professionals, right? So such as physicians, such as pharmacists. And specifically in terms of pharmacists, what I found is that there are a lot of independent pharmacies out there, and this is a good fit for them. They're already looking to incorporate CBD products into their pharmacies, but it's just a matter of finding the right product fit, you know, a product that's been thoroughly vetted because it's an unregulated industry. And so we wholesale to independent pharmacists. We also private label if they'd like as well. So there's several different options available in terms of working with us.
So I've read from the anxiety and depression side, the leverage of CBD and the fact that psychiatric disorders can't specifically be attributed to any one neurological deficiency per se, and it's tough for researchers to explicitly state that effects of cannabis on things that are like anxiety or depression may or may not work. However, that research is being done for potential CBD to be used as that alternative drug to maybe a psychotropic. And I think of that word titration. I was in the opioid usage disorder markets and rehabilitation through a company called New Season out of Maitland, Florida. And I traveled to almost half of their 82 centers to help educate politicians for fundraising to help people that don't have money to get on some type of medication-assisted treatment. And we talked about CBD and how the anxiety side of things and how long it takes to titrate from, you know, zero to wherever you are with Zyprexa or something for depression or anxiety or whatever it was. And a physician and pharmacist team out of the Orlando area started doing consults with people that were suffering with opioid usage disorder and starting to parallel CBD with their medication-assisted treatment, whatever that was, Suboxone, Subutex, methadone, whatever it was. But nonetheless, they said it was less abrasive to their moods, and there wasn't upswings and downswings, and it was a little bit more stable. What have you heard about the world of psychiatric medicine and CBD?
Yeah, so what's interesting is that based on research in animal models, what we know is that CBD does interact with the 5-HT1A serotonin receptor. There is a possible mechanism of action there where it's impacting serotonin levels. I have had, in terms of clinical outcomes, I've had patients on SSRIs they were using it as an anxiolytic. And once they were started on a regimen of high CBD products, they were able to wean off of these SSRIs. And had a comparable and even better experience using the CBD products in terms of managing their anxiety than they did with the SSRIs. So there's potential there. Now, what's interesting is that even when it comes to migraines, preliminary research has shown that the impact of CBD on migraines has to do with the serotonin pathway, which is very similar to how triptans work. You know, they also affect the serotonin pathway. So that may be one of the major mechanisms of action when it comes to specifically CBD.
So what other disease states can you think of that in that community pharmacy environment? There's a 5 sectors of pharmacy where we kind of work with content development. Community pharmacy is the largest of those 5. You know, senior care is definitely one where the consultant pharmacist that's going into nursing homes, assisted living centers, they're working with physicians, they're working with nurses. Those pharmacists are just invaluable. They're just amazing what they can do. Then we have compounding, we have health system, we have specialty with those very expensive medications that are very sensitive. And now I think of community retail as really that number one place to activate some kind of CBD oil or CBD tablet or something, even a topical. What can a pharmacist or pharmacy owner listening right now, what can they do to research kind of some of these disease, the top three of a retail community pharmacy, what disease states would those be?
Based on my clinical experience, it would be chronic pain, especially chronic pain that's resistant to conventional medicines. You have patients out there that, have spun their wheels and spun their wheels with conventional treatments. They may even have gone to some alternative treatments, but their problem of their pain is just not being solved, and it's impacting the quality of their life. So those are very ideal candidates. In fact, I've had patients with fibromyalgia who have been on a cocktail of medications. They've been able to wean off of these medications, and oftentimes just use CBD products to help manage their pain, which is great because these patients are dismissed by physicians. You know, they're oftentimes unfortunately told that their pain is all in their head. So chronic pain is definitely one, right? Like I mentioned, anxiety. And then the third is insomnia. If we get more nitty gritty, if we're talking about nerve related pain, like I mentioned before, it's more mild to moderate nerve related pain that CBD is more effective for. Once you get into the more severe range, you do need to incorporate some amount of THC. So now we're talking about marijuana based products, which is a whole nother ball game. Muscle pain in general, CBD is very effective for anywhere from twitches to spasms, all the way up to spasticity. As is associated with multiple sclerosis, for instance. So that's what I would say in general: chronic pain, anxiety, and insomnia.
So I like the fact that you've also written a book called The CBD Oil Solution. If pharmacists would like to look into this book, it is available on Amazon. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Tell our listeners what they would find in the CBD Oil Solution book that you published.
Sure. So it's written for the layperson, but interestingly enough, I've had physician colleagues who found it very informative. So other healthcare professionals have found it informative as well. But basically, there's 4 sections to the book. The first section gives a basic foundation to cannabinoids, to the cannabis plant, what's the difference between hemp and marijuana, some basic biochemistry of cannabinoids and how they work. Then I go into how to buy CBD products. Like I mentioned before, Doc Patel CBD products are thoroughly vetted, and they're specifically vetted for the potency, for for pesticides, for microbial contaminants, for heavy metals, and for residual solvents for a reason. Because, you know, I dug deep into the behind the scenes of how these products are made. And these are five factors that you absolutely need to look into to ensure that you're recommending a safe and effective CBD product to patients. And then I go into just generally how to use CBD products as well. This is because, you know, what's going on in the industry is that this product is marketed, like I mentioned before, as a cure-all, you know, just use it, just buy it, and it'll cure your problem, whatever, you know, medical problem it is that you're having. But what I found was that I had a lot of folks reaching out to me for consultations throughout the United States and all over the world asking me, hey, I bought this product, I used it, and it's not working. Or, hey, I bought this product, and I used it, and I'm getting side effects. So that's an important component of it as well, is, you know, being counseled on how to use this product. Now, you know, as pharmacists, you guys are masters of dosing. So I go into basic straightforward titration process there. But it's important to know that, you know, for instance, certain administration methods work better for some patients as opposed to others. So for example, a patient who has had gastric bypass surgery, edibles, CBD edibles, common ones on the market include like chocolates and gummies. Those typically are not effective for patients who've had gastric bypass surgery. So they have to turn to other administration methods such as sublinguals, or even inhalation. So those are some of the things that I go into in general in the book.
That's great. So I want to encourage pharmacists listening that would like to reach out to you to do so. There will be contact information in the show notes. Dr. Patel, we've enjoyed this. Is there anything that you wanted to encourage pharmacists to do or to find more information or research that you can recommend?
I would just say be cautious, you know, when it comes to recommending or selling CBD products to patients. Realize that it's not a regulated industry, and the quality of CBD products varies highly from company to company. Some companies are just trying to make their quick buck. They are taking shortcuts. They don't care about the quality of the product. Others are doing their due diligence. So that's a very important factor to take into consideration when you're recommending and when you're selling CBD products.
Awesome. That's terrific. Well, I enjoyed this conversation with you. It's very enlightening. I love evidence-based medicine. I want to put out as many podcasts as possible about this subject because we're trying to get rid of, as we said before, those snake oil organizations that really aren't putting a lot of evidence-based medicine information into their products, nor are in the hands of the physician-pharmacist teams, which really have to be. What we'll do is we will put some contact information for Dr. Patel in the show notes. Her website is Doc Patel's, that's docpatels.com. And Dr. Patel, thank you so much for being on the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. We were on with Dr. Patel of Doc Patel's, curated by doctors website, docpatels.com. And we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.